All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I thought, so you and I, we both have jury duty.
Yes.
Coming up.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I do have to, I got a form to fill out and send back
in. I got a way to get us out of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
What we're going to do is we're going to give ourselves salmonella.
Okay. I mean, so that sounds unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
What was your plan?
My plan is to eat spinach until we get salmonella.
Okay.
And then whatever game we feel like playing while we're recuperating can be our game this week.
Cool. All right. So, I mean, like, what kind of, I mean, we're going to eat just like actual, like, fresh baby spinach, right?
We're going to eat all kinds of spinach.
Could like, basically what I can't stand is the canned spinach. That's just basically a bunch of stringy nonsense mess.
Spinach. We're going to do that one. We're going to do those frozen blocks of it. We're going to like teeth on it like a toddler.
I think those are meant for those are meant for smoothies.
Well, it's going to get smooth eventually.
Okay. Like, did teeth on something long
crunchy
enough.
Crunchy frozen. Uh-huh. You know, all comes out smooth. All comes out smoothie eventually. So we just had to eat a lot of it. I mean, it basically we can stop whenever we get salmonella. So like if we get salmonella from the first handful of pristine baby spinach.
Okay. Right,
if we have to wait until we eat this frozen cube or this can of salmonella that I've been rolling around in raw chicken fat, then that's how the cookie crumbles.
Right.
But have you ever been to jury duty? We got to get out of it, dude.
We do. The last thing I need is to have somebody's fate hanging in the balance.
Yeah. We're both way too lefty to get picked for jury duty.
That's the thing.
So we just I don't want to waste the time because like it's busy time for the network, social distancing.
Right. All you need is two words to get out of jury duty. Yeah. Jury nullification.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you can just eat a bunch of spinach until you get salmonella. Well,
one of those is better for moving the bowels.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Well, good news for you. Spinach is my favorite leafy green, so we can just keep going.
It's a good one. Well, let's go.
Yeah.
Right, here's a handful of freshies. That's still feeling pretty good.
Okay. Yep.
All right. All right. Let's do the frozen brick real quick. Let me chop it in half.
Okay.
Right. And then you take half. Ooh,
no, it's kind of like, yeah. Wow. No, it gets like all in your teeth.
Yeah, actually. Bad popsicle.
Yeah, especially bitter.
Let's do this can. I've been rolling around chicken grease.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, it's finger looking bad.
Oh, man. I'm getting sweaty.
Yeah, I'm feeling super good. How many toilets do we have in the duck feed compound?
Zero? Only one that works. Maynard plugged up like the five others. So
fucking A. Okay, well, that's going to... dibs!
All right, I'm going to...
Call me Mint Jelly because I'm on the lam. 23 skidoo.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll just be over here. I guess I'll just poop in my eye.
Yeah, poop in your eye, and while you're pooping in your eye, think about
Popeye,
the sailor man's nephew.
Is that really a thing, Popeye?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Popeye. It's the name of one of Sailor Popeye's sister's kids. His nephews.
Yeah. What if it's... Cool.
Yeah, one's called Popeye.
Wait, when you're definitely from Earth, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gross. Popeye. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. We will feed you to hungry sharks.
Cool. In this week, we are talking about Popeye, but not the Popeye game that you expect. Not the weird...
Nintendo.
Yeah, not the Nintendo Donkey Kong clone Popeye. No, this is a Popeye game that was originally developed for the ZX or ZX Spectrum. Do we have a house style for the ZX Spectrum? Which do we prefer when we talk about it? I feel pretentious when I say ZX Spectrum because I would never say it like that, but that, yeah. you know, That is that literally is the only way I've ever heard it spoken.
People across the pond say it.
And the spectrum was really only a thing over there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yep. So like what's your reckon? Should I just keep on saying ZX Spectrum just because we're American?
How about the Speccy?
The Speccy Wecky? Yeah.
Yeah, Speccy Wecky. Speccy Wecky baby console.
That's that is respectful to everybody. So yeah.
It's for Speccy Wecky. R-E-S-P-E-C. That is what it meanie to me.
So yeah, this is a Popeye game for the Speccy Wecky. This was demanded by our backer, Jerry Kond. Thank you, Jerry. Who like last year, I believe they were the person who requested the How to Be a Complete Bastard, which was another Spectrum game.
Yeah.
Here though, I think this was their backup choice last year, and they requested it again, basically saying the developer sacrifices everything they can to get big, colorful sprites walking around on the usually monochrome Spectrum. So, and boy, do they get big sprites on here.
It's technically impressive.
Yes.
I found it very confusing to play.
Yeah.
But my thinking was, and I don't think this was necessarily the backer's thinking, we haven't talked about Popeye on the show.
No, not at all.
Because we definitely would have known that one of his nephews was named Poopeye. And I just, you know, there's a lot, like, we can definitely talk about this game a little bit. Mm-hmm. You found the ending very special. But just talking about Popeye's crew of people.
Yeah.
Like, his supporting cast is, there's a lot of gold there, which I did not really, you know, really consider.
Oh yeah. And we can learn about all these on Popeye the Sailorpedia, which is amazing to me.
Yeah. I was on just Wikipedia, but I got to get to Popeye the Sailorpedia.
It is stat.
Time to go.
So I mean, for anybody who is younger than the age of 65, Popeye the Sailor Man, he is a pre-verbal, let's say, maritime worker, who constantly is squinting. He has a pipe in his mouth, and he's got forearms that look like he's wearing floaters, you know. He's very disproportionate forearms. He's been cranking it so right. He's got anger problems. He cannot communicate. He talks like blah, 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 blah. He has a girlfriend named Olive Oil, who is real thin and is constantly being harassed by a bigger named Bluto. Popeye, when he needs to punch Bluto out, he eats a can of spinach, gets real strong, and then punches Bluto. And then the next week it begins over again.
Let me drop something on you.
Okay.
Popeye's story and characterization vary depending on the medium. Originally, Popeye got quote unquote luck from rubbing the head of the Whiffle Hen. In 1932, he was instead getting quote unquote strength from spinach.
What the fuck is a Whiffle Hen?
I don't know. the initially though, Popeye.
That sounds like something for the fucking Canterbury Tales. Like we were looking for the Whiffle Hen in order to gain God's favor.
The Sailor Man's tale. So Popeye, who is like based on a real guy, which is horrifying, right? Images for Whiffle Hen. What is a Whiffle Hen?
Well, so the Whiffle Hen is a character in this. There is a particular Whiffle Hen named Bernice.
Yeah, Bernice the Whiffle Hen. So used to rub that bird.
Okay.
And that's how he got, instead of strength, luck.
Okay.
But now he eats spinach, which is the main thing we know about this horrible monster. This like cryptid known as Popeye the Sailor.
Yeah, this SCP creation.
Yeah, walking creepypasta. you know, is that he loves spinach.
Yeah.
Only from cans and only with no spices or accoutrements.
No vinegar.
Load. Yeah. Down the neck.
just a big, wet, salty load. A big, wet, stringy, salty load.
Yeah, this is, it's stringy. that's more Kathy than Popeye, but
you're doing kind of a Mars Attacks kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a Mars Attacks thing, speaking of cryptid. Also, like, there's all kinds of weird, crazy shit in early Popeye, like Olive Oil's original boyfriend, whose name is Harold Ham Gravy. It's a good name.
Yeah, it's a very good name.
Way into Harold ham gravy.
Also, ham gravy sounds fucking awful. Just a pink paste. Yeah.
Yeah. Like deviled ham.
More.
You ever had deviled ham?
So Popeye was born the son of Poop Deck Pappy and an unnamed woman.
Poop Deck Pappy and an unnamed woman. Like Popeye origins have to show up at some point. Poop Deck Pappy is one of the guys. His four nephews, Pip-Eye. Like, let me see if I can find Pip-Eye. One of them is definitely Poop-Eye, though. I didn't make it up. Pip-Eye, Popeye, Peep-Eye, and Poop-Eye are his nephews. I watched a cartoon with his nephews in it. First of all, these cartoons, sometimes they're like 11 minutes. It's fucking intolerable. Like, they're very long. And it's about his nephews wanting him to tell them like a story and stuff and then getting ready for bed. At one point, his four nephews that all look like smaller versions of him pin him down limb from limb like Gulliver's Travels. And I was like, this is horrifying. Like, they're going to devour a still living Popeye.
What
a horrible
God.
Thing to be in the thrall of living God.
What in the world? Gary, I'm going to need you. Okay, how do I download this image? I need to get this image to you in a new tab. Just on the page for Pip-Eye, Popeye, Peep-Eye, and Poop-Eye. Look at your Slack here. One moment.
All right. I'm waiting for it. That's some real SCP.
Yeah. So yeah,
it's like one of those things you could turn that upside down and it'd still be a face.
So this is Poop-Eye. It is a rare Poop-Eye figural string holder toy released in 1953. What in the world is a figural string holder?
There were no toys for kids back in the day. You know? Like, you had to have a string holder.
What in the... Yeah, because you took it to hold all your string. The string was the real toy.
Have you seen Frank Rocky Fiegel, the guy this is based on? The cryptid that they based Popeye on?
No.
He's pretty scary looking. I'll put him in the Slack.
Please do.
He looks like an extra from Cabin Boy.
Let me see here.
He was something of a local legend. Oh, he had inordinate strength and often participated in fights.
Participated like in.
He smoked a pipe and was toothless. He said to him,
"Wait, Popeye is canonically toothless?"
Apparently so. Popeye does not have teeth. That's why he talks like that and why he's constantly sucking on that pipe.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you know, smoking pipe would definitely give you tooth problems later on. Yeah. Inspired a thimble theater character, in this case Popeye, Frank Rocky. Yeah. This well goes deep. Like, I mean, like, and it would necessarily have to, because, like, I don't know, Popeye. This is like the 1920s. This is 1920s shit, isn't it?
It's like 30s.
Yeah.
Late 30s.
Would a nation going through a depression make this? Wow.
This is Popeye is the cartoon where we get the word goon from, which were subhuman slaves of the sea hag, Popeye's enemy.
Ooh, goon. So it's, goon feels like so it predates that.
No, it's from this.
Huh.
It's from Popeye, from the slaves that he had to fight.
Cool, man. Well, I mean... It makes sense. Frank Rocky Fiegel was born in 1868.
It's so weird, man.
Yeah. Okay, I was born during the Johnson administration. Hi.
I'm just thinking about different theme parks have, like Disney gets Disney characters, of course.
Yeah.
And then like Universal gets all the DreamWorks and stuff.
Yeah. Cedar Fair for a while, like Cedar Point had, Peanuts characters and then, Berenstain Bears and stuff. Yeah.
Knott's Berry Farm has Peanuts, you know, and stuff like that. Woody Woodpecker. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the fucking low rent shitty theme park that's all this? It's like, you get your picture taken with Poop Deck Pappy.
I think it's probably it has to be the second location of Dollywood at Gatlinburg.
Oh, sure. Gatlinburg, Dollywood.
Yeah. I said Dollywood like it was a punchline and like, yeah, it's tacky. But then I remembered a story that I read, like Dolly Parton kind of only she is a miracle who has done so much good in the world, but like that, like her making that park wasn't necessarily to be like, hey, I'm so great. It was, oh, this is a depressed area, this will be a good source for a lot of jobs and it'll bring a lot of money into the region. So like, yeah. Dollywood is actually like a cool and good thing. So
yes, yeah, she's one of the all-time greatest people.
Yes, yeah. So like, I feel bad for my initial instinct to take a shot at her when I could have just said like, oh yeah, this is like the, you know, this is Pigeon Forge. Four this flags. Is Gatlinburg. Yeah. You ever been to like Gatlinburg?
No.
That's terrible. It's Myrtle Beach in the mountains.
Yeah. It sounds terrible. There's Dollywood there. there's a Game Boy game that's called like Popeye Quest or Rush for Spinach for Game Boy Advance. It's time for the Rush for Spinach. It looks like a mini game collection.
Oh yeah, of course.
Which I would probably enjoy playing the Rush for Spinach and Popeye Saves the Earth. So the and Popeye no Ago Asobi, which teaches English to Japanese children.
So yeah, I could see. So Popeye's popular. I can't say the word pop anymore.
Popularity.
This is probably a safe assumption, but it might also be a thing. I think that like maybe Popeye is popular in Japan because sure. of post World War II cultural exports. The fact that America just took him, yeah, you know, like that's why like Disney is huge over there, just because we you know kind of just occupied them for a while and brought our shit over. Yeah, so yeah. I could see Popeye, which is just an afterthought over here. When was the last time you heard somebody mention Popeye?
I don't hear about Popeye very often.
No.
Apparently in one of the Universal theme parks for a little while, there was a Popeye thing in something called Toon Lagoon that had Popeye and Bluto's bilge rat barges, which was a river barge.
Okay.
Which, you know, I would have done. If it was around, but it's older.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Bluto.
Is Popeye a magical girl anime?
No.
No? Okay.
Like a magical girl anime might be Popeye.
Okay.
Don't do that thing where you just give anime credit for inventing everything that ever existed.
No.
We just said it was a cultural export. You know, from it's a precursor to superheroes is like the thing I see, like in terms of intellectual etymology. It's like it's supposed to be like a precursor to like Superman and shit.
Right. Just over the course of the story arc, he is disempowered. He is wimpy, although he is not the wimpy. He is not the deadbeat burger addict wimpy. But Wimpy, those fucking fries, the hot fries. Wait, no, that's Andy Capp. Fuck.
That's Andy Capp, that wife beating drunk. now Wimpy is just like this like grotesque hamburger like ignore. I fucking hate Wimpy. No, like this was supposed to be like the idea of like superheroes.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, Popeye's a big influence on that because
a way to transform partway through.
Yeah. To like turn into a thing.
Yeah.
You know. Through spinach. And like you think it's gonna be a good thing because it's encouraging kids to eat spinach.
You know what? That feels like a psyop to me. That feels like Big Spinach got a hold of the studio and said, "Hey, we're trying to move. We're trying to move this."
Hen. Hey, what if instead of rubbing a hen, you ate our delicious green treat?
Yeah, it was the sweetest thing available at the time.
What if you had some stringy slime instead of instead of rubbing an innocent hen?
Yeah. Yep. So like wiffle birds are not a thing, like wiffle hens, like that was made up
for this. just for this thing.
Just for this thing.
Do you know Popeye had some all of his or a bunch of his TV specials are about him interacting with like Aladdin and shit. Like Popeye meets Sinbad the Sailor, Popeye meets Alibaba's 40 Thieves, and Aladdin and his the movie Aladdin and His Wonderful Lamp is a Popeye movie. That doesn't seem fair. like ooh, yeah,
you not genie, but you're free now.
I catfished you. You just thought you were gonna date, you know, a land. Yeah.
No, it's like it's like the
lights out, limp dicks. this Navy man is gonna it's gonna choke you out. Full spectrum sailor man. Rogue sailor man.
Oh gosh, you're sitting there, you're watching Split, and you're thinking, yeah, this is a, you know, it's a fine psychological thriller. And at the end, you know, at the post credits, who shows up? No, it's Popeye. It's part of the Popeye expanded universe. No, oh, no. M. Night, what you would have you done?
PCU.
There's no fucking characters.
Fucking A. Popeye, dude. Did you ever have like a, you're more into old bad animation than I am. Did you ever have a Popeye face?
No, like it was on and I would watch it.
Just because it was a cartoon.
Right.
You know, because it was like the same way I'd watch the Opposites Attract video over and over.
Yes. I definitely have my preferences. I was a Looney Tunes guy. Like,
yeah.
You know, I would tape Looney Tunes stuff. And like when Popeye was on, I was like, oh, well, this will do. It's better than thinking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bluto, who is later changed to Brutus, or prior to him changing to Brutus, the bearded strong man was called or referred to as, quote unquote, the big guy that hates Popeye, a big brute, mean man, and the sea hag's sunny boy.
The sea hag's sunny boy?
The sea hag's sunny boy. Because I didn't know, I watched a bunch of these cartoons, I did not know about the sea hag, but apparently, like, I grew up thinking that this was all just two men competing to see who could sexually harass an endomorph.
Yes.
As hard as they could. But really, there's a sea hag in a bunch of mythology where she has a slave race.
Yeah.
Of, like, crunching, like, goons and stuff. And she employs this sunny boy as an enforcer.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah. So like Bluto's or Brutus's or whatever, his villainy runs deeper than just wanting Popeye's girl.
Yeah. Yeah. He's motivated by a character called the sea hag.
Huh.
The last witch on Earth.
Gosh. Wait a minute.
Who sails the black barnacle.
Yeah. So like this is definitely like mission creep for Popeye, because like it started out just with as like a slice of life thing, a comic called Thimble Theater. Like Olive Oil was originally the main character, and she was, and it was about her and her boyfriend Harold Hamgravy. Guess what? Harold Hamgravy's back, and then Popeye comes along. Popeye pulled a Fonzie. Popeye was so popular. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I thought Popeye was
popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Wikipedia entry for the sea hag, check out this sentence or this passage. Because she's a woman, Popeye cannot physically attack her. His honor says that he would never hit a woman, even someone as evil as the sea hag. In such cases, it is Olive Oil herself who steps in and does physical damage to her. Like it was written by like what video game fucking fact writer wrote this, concerned about the second edition damage types that are going on in the Popeye mythology. Well, she's resistant to physical damage. You don't want to use dark or lightning though,
because
sea hog can't handle it.
Oh geez. One popular theory regarding the origin of the Jeep brand of off-road vehicles that debuted in 1941 suggests that American soldiers were so impressed with early versions of the vehicles that they named them after Eugene the Jeep, Popeye's magical pet that debuted in the comic strip in 1936.
Yeah. And that's pretty early in the run of this.
Yeah.
The magical Jeep. The magical Jeep is really horrifying too.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's got a really big like red proboscis.
Yeah.
And he's got a really straight, he's got an Audi belly button. I did not care for it.
No.
They were originally going to include him in the Robert Altman movie, but they couldn't render him. God, I wish they had done that.
Like, I mean, just make that movie more of a nightmare, please.
Yeah, because it's already like.
No, it's already cocaine scary. The film. So
yeah,
why not?
It's a very scary film with a lot of really not catchy songs. And then like somebody in this rubber suit, Eugene the Jeep, thing would pop out. Incredible. In the context of the comic strip, Eugene the Jeep was a gift to Popeye's girlfriend Olive Oil from her uncle Ben, who found Eugene in Africa. His language is limited to the word Jeep. He communicates through body language. Eugene always tells the truth, even to criminals. He possesses high intelligence, so is able to help humans such as Popeye and Olive Oil solve complex problems. Makes use of a limited form of teleportation. He can disappear from one place to another and can walk through and through walls and on walls and ceilings. These teleportation powers are said to stem from Jeep's ability to cross into the fourth dimension. He also appears in Popeye and Son later. That's not really a power and ability, that last sentence.
No, it's more of just a fact about him.
He also appears in Popeye and Son later.
Eugene, his wife, and the six young Jeeps ready to be fed by Popeye. What is Popeye going to feed them?
Dick spinach. Thick green slimy strands direct from his hog. Like a Play-Doh Fun Factory, just one single strand comes out with every eject.
You know? Basically what you're describing is a spider spinning a spinach web.
Yeah, but just really like at the point of orgasm. Do you think spiders spin webs when they come?
Yeah, why not?
Like this.
I've got no reason like not to think that.
Well, sometimes like I sneeze when I cough and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like just like, or you burp when I hiccup
mm-hmm.
when I cough. So I can imagine a spider, like if you're orgasming, just a little bit of web comes out.
Oh, so it, like, so the act of building a web is not itself, a multi-day orgasm.
Oh, like a nonstop orgasm. Like
right. It's just, it's like, oh, the spider comes and, yeah. And spider then a little bit. I mean, notwithstanding the fact web. that only female spiders spin webs.
Well, female spiders can come in this world. It's not like...
Oh, yes. Okay.
The myth of the female spider orgasm is, has been long confirmed.
Okay. All right. If I admit that it exists, then I have to start caring about it.
The spider orgasm?
Yeah.
I haven't given orgasm one to the spiders that live in my house. I've not been a very considerate housemate.
Wait, the sea hag just looks like an old lady.
Yeah, she's just, but she has a lot of powers. And
okay, yeah,
and she has a race of slaves.
Yes,
goons, including Alice the goon who betrayed. I think Alice the goon is a good character who betrayed the slave race.
Oh, Alice the goon, she pulled a Seath.
Yep, and now she lives with in the town, and like wears human clothes and stuff.
Oh. Wait a minute. The sea hag ended up joining forces with the Martians in hopes of defeating Popeye and ruling the world in the special Mars Attacks Popeye. Hey Gary,
Mars,
without
you widen your scope.
Hey Gary, without looking, can you can you give me a guess on when Mars Attacks Popeye came out?
So I'm not looking specifically at that, but I do know a lot of this stuff is surprisingly late.
Okay.
So I'm going to say like 1993.
Ooh, I'm sorry. You're off by 20 years. 2013.
Oh. boy.
It is Popeye's first official comic book crossover. The first of five standalone crossovers released by IDW Publishing as their Mars Attacks IDW event in 2013. So it literally is the Ak-Ak-Ak Martians.
Yeah. That's fascinating. I am very surprised that Popeye was able to, like, who watched that? Like, at all, you know?
I mean, kids who didn't know any better, and then they grew up and they became parents and said, hey, kid, you don't know any better. I'm an adult who will tell you, oh, I like Popeye. This is good. You should watch it. And then it's just passed down secondhand, and it has just enough, cultural capital in order to, in order to carry through. You know, it's kind of like when you're standing in the checkout line and you see that like Archie comics are still a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Archie. Yeah. I just, how can the world support multiple Archies? Essentially. Did you know though, however, not to, to interrupt just because this feels like a breaking news that the village from the 1980 Popeye movie exists as a place we can visit as a tourist attraction.
What?
They kept it. It's a fake village. They built for that. They built a whole set.
Where's it at?
It's real. We can go there. It is located in Anchor Bay from the village core of Milhana, Malta.
Malta, so, like...
Southern Europe in the Mediterranean. So we can go there and do things. So there's a puppet show featuring five Popeye characters and the puppet master. Figaro, the barber of Sweet Haven, who creates miraculous and artistic hairstyles while singing happily to classical music. The Jerry Springer Show. This performance investigates an old secret that has been lurking in Sweet Town. Two quote-unquote bodyguards are chosen, and the audience has a chance to ask questions to discover the story's conclusion.
Hey, do you mean the Jerry Springer Show?
It's with a J. instead of a G.
Okay.
And so it's about that. So Popeye and His Friends, which is a play featuring famous and not so famous singers doing Popeye stuff. And then Dr. Graves. Dr. Graves picks a member of the audience to try his experiment on. The audience member is sent to Hollywood. That's the only information they have about that.
Wait, so they're doing teleportation experiments?
Dr. Graves picks an audience member to experiment on. The audience member is sent to Hollywood. Period. No more information on that show.
So you just get stranded in a foreign country halfway around the world?
If they have the ability to teleport people.
Yeah.
This is like Wakanda.
It's been sealed off from the world for so long.
Yeah, we gotta go raid Sweetwater. It looks beautiful, though. Like, I would love to, like...
Well, because it's like, a fucking Mediterranean. It's paradise. Come on.
Well, and it's just a little constructed, like, you know, 30s village. Like, it just looks cool. It looks like a D&D setting. It looks like the docks from Baldur's Gate 2.
It just kind of seems like the one place you would most likely get hosteled to me.
Oh, yeah. But very creatively and, like, whimsically hosteled. You know? Dr. Graves and Figaro the Barber, you know, doing hair experiments on you.
Hair experiments. Wait a minute. Nothings. The Nothings are a mysterious race of people who are completely invisible and hail from the uncharted invisible islands. I think that was just an excuse not to draw characters.
That does sound like an excuse not to draw characters.
Yeah.
I swear I'm not trying to digress us back into this thing.
Okay.
Did you know that you can visit the village from The Prisoner?
What?
Like, they kept that as well.
Why did I not know that?
Gwynedd, North Wales.
Okay. I figured it would be in the British Isles.
Okay. So this is something that is kept mostly the same as The Prisoner. It's used for multiple things.
Okay.
But this wasn't built for it, but it was primarily for The Prisoner. It has that, like, beautiful garden.
Yeah.
With the surreal garden stuff. Like, this is awesome.
Ah, shit, man. I don't know. If I was over in Britain, I would go there. Like, I don't
if
know.
If I ever go to Britain, I would love to visit the village from the fucking Prisoner.
Yeah, the Prisoner's great. The
Prisoner's awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
Do they have an escape orb?
I'm looking.
Okay.
It's not showing up on Wikipedia, but it feels like that's the kind of thing they wouldn't want you to know about.
Oh, they surprise you. It's like, oh.
This would also be a way to get whimsically hosteled.
Gary, I'm gonna need to direct your attention to King Blozo.
I don't like that Popeye has a dad that looks just like Popeye, but he's older.
Everybody who's related to Popeye, I think that Popeye reproduces through budding.
Yeah, because they all look exactly like Popeye.
Right.
And like, how old? Like, Popeye's dad is 99. How old would you have said Popeye was? 80. Like, he's got a really gross old man face.
Definitely from the pipes and stuff. Like, Popeye himself, like, canonically in the story, he's probably, well, he's a sailing man, so he can't be too old. He's not a commander or anything. So I'd say, like, what, like 25? Like, maybe Popeye is a 25-year-old man? A 25-year-old man who
really
looks
poorly.
Like that? Yeah.
Yeah. The comments on Popeye Pappy's thing on the Popeye the Sailorpedia.
Okay.
One person says, I love Pappy.
Okay.
Another person says, Popeye and Poop Deck, lovely father like son. And a third person says, he is the father of the spinach-eating sailor and closely a family man and a retired navigator since during a sea travel far away around the world and a former merchant marine and Sweepy's grandfather and future father-in-law of Olive Oil and remains a legendary animated figure and an icon created by LZ Cigar. Thanks for the information about your comments and your opinion from Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne. There's one thing you need to know about Wayne. He's got reverence for Popeye?
Poop deck.
Poop Sorry.
Deck Pappy.
Poop Deck Pappy.
Is his name. Yeah, he's a poop deck man.
This game was unplayable. It's one of those like micro PC games or whatever where it has the entire keyboard afforded to it, but yeah, only four buttons work. And yep, I couldn't figure out how to interact with anything. I couldn't figure out why at certain times Bluto could walk by me and I would be unscathed. And then other times he would walk by me and I would die. Yep. I couldn't figure out how to pick up hearts when I was next to them.
Yep.
Couldn't figure out how to jump. Like, I watched a video of it, just, you know, to get a sense, because I couldn't do anything. And I saw them doing like jumps and stuff like that. Like, nothing in the controls explains how to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and everything is in this ZX Spectrum color palette, which like, you know, we make fun of, but it's not like CGA was really any better with the grays and purple, or with the purples and the
cyans
and stuff like that. But there definitely is a look to ZX Spectrum that seems very odd. We need to talk briefly about the ending. So if you go around and you collect all the hearts and you survive, you take the hearts back to Olive Oil, who is, again, his endomorphic girlfriend. She is standing in a window. So you give her all of the hearts, and then she invites Popeye into her house. She disappears from the window, and then the roof part of the house starts thumping up and down. And then you hear like a sound of like the meter draining, you know, as all the hearts
come.
And it, like, really, it kind of ends up sounding like Olive Oil screaming. And then the screen just fills up with sprites that say Popeye.
That's what happens when Popeye nut.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And she keep going.
Yeah. So I can't think of another way to interpret that.
It's definitely sex.
Yes.
You know,
the fact that the roof did what it did.
Yeah. It's definitely them bumping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pulling down their like sea shanty bed and just like, you know, thrusting Popeye's spinach filled member into the incredibly narrow crevasse of Olive Oil.
Just destroying, you
know,
her.
Absolutely threading the needle. You know? I was trying to think of something thicker than thread, roping the needle. I always thought Olive Oil was specifically really gross.
Yeah.
Like, not just to be like, judge Olive Oil based on how attractive I find her, but like,
I mean, she's, I just not think drawn, she's, like, they're all mutants. It's like every other character in it. They're not drawn to resemble people, is the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And just the idea of like this just being like the Sweetwater's like tastiest honeypot, and all the bros are like going after it.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like, really?
Was that Shelley Duvall in the movie, or am I making that up? Okay. Yeah.
No, Shelley Duvall.
No. Sad story about
and
her.
And Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Yes, that's like, it's the Popeye curse.
Shelley Duvall had a much worse go of it than Robin Williams.
Well, I mean, Robin Williams did kill himself due to depression.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty recently. That. I mean, we can race those two Pokemon if we want.
Robin Williams went on to have many decades of a successful career after having Popeye be his first starring film role. And Shelley Duvall was mentally unstable, and people did not want to work with her. And she basically just, aged out of the industry very ungracefully and just basically didn't thrive because... you know, of untreated mental illness, which is real sad. Yeah.
Yeah. It is very sad. Let's just all agree that it's very sad when anybody has untreated mental illness, whether they kill themselves or not.
Yes. Okay. I think we can all agree on that.
I'll pass that low bar. Yeah. That movie is fucking Herangulon.
It's been forever since I've seen it. Like, that and really the Clifford movie are really kind of like lumped together in my mind. Because, you know, I just remember going out to the big room of pirated VHS tapes and saying, oh, Clifford the Big Red Dog and Popeye, these are kids' things.
Yeah.
And just being baffled by what I saw.
When you said the Clifford movie, you know that there's a Clifford movie with Martin Sheen, or not Martin Sheen.
Martin Short.
Yeah, where he played against Charles Grodin. He plays like a little pest.
That's
what I thought you were referring to.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you were referring to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I thought, so why did you think there'd be a dog in that?
Because I thought it was Clifford.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I guess you didn't have the cover.
I was a kid. Yeah, I didn't have the cover, and it was called Clifford.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the cover in the Slack.
Okay.
Just so you can go on this journey with me. I know this didn't happen, but I imagine you seeing this and being like, a dog probably started that fire. it's taking a minute to upload.
Okay.
But the cover of that movie is pretty special.
Yeah, that is. So that really explains why I was so baffled by that, because I thought that it was
like, well, the dog must be unpictured. Dog off screen.
Yep.
It's mostly a big furry paw that they have him come off screen to like push Charles Grodin over and stuff.
they wanted to save on the animatronics, so it was just a big paw that the cameraman would move in on the frame.
There is a Clifford live action movie.
Is there?
That I'm watching a guy on YouTube doing the first look of it. And it's okay, these are all like production still stuff, or like early production stuff. So he's saying it's very scary in his gamer layer.
Oh, right. Oh, it's up. It's an upcoming live action animated family comedy film.
It is scary looking, though. Because like the dog does look pretty scary in it.
Huh.
So, yeah, real beady little eyes.
Oh, David Alan Grier is doing the voice of Clifford. So that's that's where they're pulling from. Also it has Sienna Guillory. Jill Valentine herself.
Just moving up. No Shelley Duvall in for her.
You got to keep moving.
Look at this picture of the thing they used for the actors to stand next to.
Oh, my God. that looks like something from Silent Hill Shattered Memories is what it looks like.
It looks like Clifford is just made of muscle.
Yeah.
Like you can actually see like the skeleton, like the muscle shape and stuff.
Yeah, but it's all red. Into it. Yeah.
Yeah, this thing is great.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Fucking monstrosity from them making the Clifford movie.
Wow. It's like they 3D printed a nightmare. So it's like something really like
Yeah. Good Lord. I don't care for Clifford. I don't care for Popeye.
No.
No Popeye for me.
Why did I get Andy Cab mixed up with Popeye?
Because they're old, not funny.
Okay. Cartoons. Yes. Yeah.
Like the pre-humor internet cartoons, you know?
Usually it was just enough for them to play a ukulele. Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
You know, like every once in a while, Popeye gets like drunk on spinach and punches a local malcontent.
Yeah.
That's basically the plot.
Yeah.
Sometimes he finds a magic lamp. Sometimes he goes to the Arabian Nights. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing just seems like I don't want to get mixed up with any of that business.
No, I'm going to stay far away.
Absolutely. So thank you, Jerry Con.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Sorry we didn't talk about the game more. I could not figure it out.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of articles about how they did the tech wizardry of this, and it is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But it just like, I couldn't play it really. I couldn't really figure out what to do.
Yeah.
If you want to suggest a game, or if you want to support the show or hear extra episodes of it, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm. And if you have already done that, or you are not able to do that, ratings or reviews on Apple Podcasts and spreading the word on social media is greatly appreciated.
Also very helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. And until next time, what can they do, Cole?
Until next time. And now you know the rest of the story. This is where my story ended, or was it?